You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting. Welcome to the Renegade Roundtable. Right now, it's just me, Kyle Hunt, your host, coming to you this Saturday night. Sinead should be joining me sometime shortly. She's dealing with some bedtime issues, so I expect her in the garage pretty soon here. A big travesty has unfolded this week. General Groiper Nick Fuentes, he's off of YouTube now. He got the boot. He's just not available. I'll give him more time to play with the Catboys and take it from there. We've got a lot going on in the news cycle besides that, besides the Groiper General. We've got the whole standoff with Iran and what's been developing with that and the plane that got shot down, and Iran now has taken credit for it, and there are protests in the streets calling for Khamenei to basically be given the boot. This is interesting. It's an interesting development. I'm gonna call into the conference room here. So if you guys want to join the show at all tonight, please do it. 747-999-6407. Again, 747-999-6407. Down under, we've got not only Sean Surplus just being a disgusting degenerate at TCTA, but we've also got massive, massive forest fires that have just taken out so many acres of forest, just trees, no more. Apparently, almost 200 people have been arrested for suspicion of starting these fires. What kind of people will get arrested? Are they dual citizens? Are they even citizens of Australia? Who is putting forward an organized campaign to destroy Australia and murder, what is it, like a billion creatures? So many animals have died in these fires. And it looks like the koalas are really facing a tough spot here because they don't have a whole lot of places where they can live, and many of these places have burned down. So that's definitely an unfortunate thing to see. It's like the whole white world is on fire in many regards. Now, if you look at the Paradise fires, that really looked like there was something very suspicious going on. I know there are some photos of some of the fires that were taking place in California that looked like they might be photoshopped of DEWs and the rest, but these things are not natural. And even with Australia, you know, facing a very dry season, very hot, it just, you can't ever say that these are natural disasters. I mean, especially because they arrested a bunch of people for potentially starting these fires. But
I feel like that's a way to get people to think it was like just some random people, though, and, well, not like,
yeah, directed. But how would,
okay,
because they're blaming it on lefties and environmentalists.
Is that who they're,
yes,
blaming it on?
Yes.
I was thinking the Greenies and Antifa. I think it'd be Israelis. No, is that the official
stance? That's what a lot of people are saying.
No, well, that's the conspiracy.
One of them was a Muslim guy.
Those are the conspiracy theories of the right wing.
There's a map of all the different places in Australia and all the different theories.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying is the right wingers are pushing this, you know, oh, it's the lefties doing it.
Yeah.
So I agree with you that this is just perhaps a diversion away from DEWs. But as I was saying, the whole reason that these fires would be able to spread like this is because it's been very dry and hot down there, you know, I think record breaking, of course. And the point I'm making is that no weather these days is even natural weather. So, because you've got chemtrails, because you've got all these other weather modification programs.
And all this water that's being rerouted to go to animal agriculture. Remember the, not Sultan. Sultan.
Yeah.
The Sultan Sea out in, what was it, California?
Yeah.
It's almost completely dried up, and that's because of animal agriculture and other agriculture. They're basically just siphoning off all that water to use it for those purposes, and it's just drying up.
Yeah, well, when you say other agriculture, you know, growing crops, it's mainly to feed the animals too.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Yeah, it's to feed all of the livestock.
No, but the big story I've seen recently is that actually vegans are responsible for way more animal deaths because of the way we.
Oh yeah, that makes complete sense.
Very logical.
Yeah, well, some mice got chopped up in the combine harvester. That's just the dumbest theory ever because they wouldn't be able to sell the grain if there were chopped up mouse parts in the combine harvester.
Well, they're just saying, no, they're just...
Mice run away when they hear loud sounds.
They're saying that they die or their homes are destroyed and, you know, not that we're eating them.
No, but they say that the combine harvester, like, chops them up.
Okay.
Which is just impossible.
Yeah. It's just stupid anyway. Even if a few mice do die, it doesn't mean that it's far more devastating than
right. Would those people that complain about mice deaths, would they then allow mice to run around their house because, oh, well, I don't want to destroy their habitat? No, they'd kill the mice and they'd get on with their lives. So, yeah. It's funny, though. They're trying to say that vegans are the real animal. You know, we're the real cruel people.
It was an interesting year, 2019, with the rise of mainstream veganism, and then also the big pushback from the meat industry and all the vegans who then became ex-vegans in 2019.
Oh, it still is going on to this day.
And it's just, it seems pretty obvious that a lot of people are in damage control mode, so they want to shift people. Okay, the people that they can keep eating meat, they want to have eat way more meat to make up for all the people that they lost. So that's why you've got keto and carnivore diets being thrown around everywhere. And it's just so dangerous. I can't believe places are even able to advertise for keto. Hey, basically poison yourself. So eat what your body does not want, so that you go into ketosis and you have ketones poison your blood, and then you get the keto flu for 6 or 7 days or much longer, and you'll be sick, but you'll get through it and you'll lose weight. Yeah. Well, we've got the chemo diet that we're working on.
You're going to definitely lose weight and hair.
Yeah.
You won't even need laser hair removal anymore. Just go on the chemo diet.
Bald is beautiful.
It is.
Nice and smooth.
You don't have to buy hair care products that oppress us, okay? Hair is just oppressive.
And it's basically preventative medicine because since you're eating all that carcinogenic
you might animal as well just product. Go on a constant dose of chemo.
Yeah, you're going to get cancer pretty much if you eat that much animal protein, so you better just get on chemo.
Yep, enjoy the keto crotch. That's disgusting. I've been around people that are on the keto diet, and all I smell is urine. It smells like pee.
Yeah, it's
terrible. I don't know if it's because they're, like, giving off uric acid or...
Something like
I don't
that.
Know, but it just smells like a dirty diaper. It's disgusting.
Oh, but everybody's doing it these days.
Yeah.
I find that perhaps more people are jumping on that as kind of fad diet than are
it's
going
the
vegan these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's because they don't want to really go in a healthy direction. They want to just keep what they consider their guilty pleasures and you know, do well off of that. Yeah. You know, because I love eating my steak. I love eating my bacon. So I'll just focus on these things. I love eating them. I'll just get rid of all those nasty carbs, the evil carbs, the poisonous carbs.
Yeah, I love how they all say they need their red light therapy, too, to, like, go into proper ketosis. So, like, they all sit there in front of their red lights, like Daphne, that Elise Parker or whatever, that little short one that doesn't shower. That's such a Jewish thing, too. She comes out with videos how she doesn't shower anymore. I mean, ew. I mean, that's disgusting. Unless you're, like, bathing in natural spring water, you know? Like, I could understand that. Because I don't want to wash my hair after I go in the springs here. My hair feels so nice. But, you know, what? You're eating all that butcher box stuff for 30 days and not showering? Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
She didn't even do the carnivore challenge.
No, it was so obvious. She just used, like, some old footage of her making breakfast. Oh, here I am 30 days later. All my problems are gone. Just like what, Jordan Peterson's daughter, Michaela, the lion diet?
Yeah, that's
her
a good
mom's
one.
Like dying of kidney cancer or something now, right? Isn't she mm-hmm. very sick and her dad's in rehab?
Yeah.
But she looks good in a bikini, you know, so
it's all that matters.
Must be healthy. Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for people that, I mean, they've gotten to this point in their life where they've just been fed all of the wrong foods because they've had all the wrong information from a very young age and they're desperate. They want some way to be able to feel and look healthy and solve some of these issues. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that is really promoted heavily these days, especially watch TV, you see it on Dr. Oz all over the place.
Bulletproof coffee. Yeah. Keto.
And it's advertised in all these health food stores. Yeah. You'll still be able to find a bunch of vegan products in health food stores, but what they're really advertising now, because it's keto. The big fad, is, oh, this is keto friendly.
Yep.
Keto coffee. Keto
this. I even see at bakeries or at, you know, people at farmers markets that sell baked goods, they now have a whole keto friendly line where it's basically just like straight up fat, just straight up butter, maybe a little bit of flour.
Well, you know those, I think they're Koya protein drinks. I bought a couple today. The ones I didn't buy, because they were 2-for-1, mm-hmm. you know, they're usually pretty expensive. They had some other flavors that sounded interesting, you know, these plant power protein, but then I saw right beneath it, it was the keto versions. And obviously it's like vegan keto, which is
a
thing now.
Yeah, it's like coconut milk.
Yeah, I just...
Straight coconut milk.
I just boycotted it simply because it's marketing itself as keto.
And I like coconut milk, but, like, I can't just drink straight coconut milk. It just sits in my stomach, and it feels really... It's too rich.
Mm-hmm.
I like more light plant milks like soy or oat.
Yeah, except when I use the coconut cream and make a coconut cream pie.
Oh, yeah, then that's different.
That's different.
You're adding some delicious sugar.
Yeah.
some pie crust.
Yeah,
that was really good, the coconut cream pie.
Yeah, pretty much we have big desserts.
Yeah, we're kind
every
of
night.
Obsessed with desserts.
So when dessert runs out, you know, at night or in the middle of the day, it's, well, what's the next one going to be?
Yeah.
We usually plan it even before the dessert.
We've They're like not
recently
even done
made
with
it.
The,
yeah.
All right, what are we going to make next? Well, we like challenging ourselves, trying new things.
Especially,
and we got a mixer for Christmas, so we're having fun.
And if there are some things that need to get eaten, like bananas or
apples
they'll get incorporated.
Like a cobbler.
Did a good apple cobbler recently because I'd done a lot of apple crisps. I had done an apple pie. I had done some other stuff with apples. But the cobbler was really nice.
That was really good.
With a caramel sauce.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, I just love desserts.
And we get to eat so much.
Yeah, we don't have to be like, oh, is that keto? How many carbs does that have? I'm like, give me another piece. I'll have 2 pieces of cake, please. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't calorie restrict whatsoever.
No. That would be so miserable. Having to, like, hold on, let me plug it into my little calculator on my phone, make sure I can eat that. That's annoying.
Yeah, they've definitely upped the kind of Weight Watchers / Jenny Craig, whatever they have these days, game with all the apps and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it used to be a little bit different back in the day when you just call up Jenny Craig.
Oh, we used to prank call Jenny Craig all the time because it was a 1-800 number and we had payphones at school. Oh my God, we'd just prank call poor Jenny Craig phone operators. Like, I'm 500 pounds and I can't move. He's like, all right, yeah, we can help you. Oh, man, I miss pay phones.
It's I was even using them in high school.
Yeah.
Shows how old I am.
Remember you had to call someone collect?
Yeah, oh yeah. I used to call collect all the damn time. I didn't have quarters.
They'd be like, no, I'm not taking your call.
And it was so expensive. You have to like pump quarters in there just for a few minutes.
Yeah. What a great scam, though. If someone's desperate, they'll always call collect.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've got a caller here. Should we see what they're on about? This one's from Texas. Welcome, Texas. Who's this?
This is Austin. Austin from Texas.
Yes, Austin. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I didn't really... they're shooting fireworks out here. I live out in the country. So we got fireworks going on right now. Here, let me find a little duckway place.
Is there some kind of Texas holiday?
It's not even a holiday. I think they probably had leftovers from New Year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's like here.
Yeah.
They shoot fireworks off for like weeks after New Year.
Yeah, we had a lot of fireworks on the night. I haven't heard any tonight yet, though.
No.
Well, I'm out here in the country in Texas, so you never know what you're going to hear. Hell, sometimes you hear shotguns, sometimes you hear AKs, whatever. Nothing really surprises me. I was just calling in, it's been a crazy week, with Iran, with, everything just been going on. I didn't really hear what y'all were talking about. Were y'all on a certain, topic?
Well, previously we had been talking about Australia and the fires going on there. And before Sinead even came in, I had mentioned the Iran situation. I don't think Sinead's even aware of the most recent developments.
No.
She's been gone
last
all day.
Last thing I heard, they were waiting to see if they were going to retaliate.
Well, so you know about the plane that went down with the Ukrainians and Iranians on it?
Right. I actually haven't heard of that until now.
Yeah, so that happened a few days ago. And U.S. intelligence was saying it took off from Tehran and then it went down. And U.S. intelligence was saying it looks like Iran shot it down. And Iran was saying, no, he didn't do that. And then just, I think, early today, they admitted, yes, we did shoot it down. It was a case of mistaken identity. We thought it was coming towards one of our air bases. And so so now there are protests in the streets of Iran for Khomeini and just the leadership of the country to resign and get out because they are murderers and liars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sure America's going to come in and help them out. Oh, you want to overthrow these people? Sure.
It seems so scripted.
We'll help you with that. Of course.
It makes me think that, yes, indeed, Khomeini and some other higher-ups in Iran are in on it. They're in the whole New World Order system, and that's why this took place. And who knows if that plane really did go down.
Right.
I've seen footage. It looks like a plane did go down, but did it have passengers on it? I don't know.
How hard would it be to have a drone plane, crash, something like that?
Right.
And it's very, with all the Ukraine nonsense that was going on, a month ago, maybe, and it just happens to be a Ukrainian plane that goes down. Yeah, that seems a little suspect, right?
Yeah. Ukraine's now calling for action. They demand punishment. Mm-hmm. More punishment against Iran.
Oh my god, this is ridiculous.
I mean they've got nukes. We can't let anyone else have nukes except Israel. Israel can have nukes, that's okay. But no one else. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know if nuclear weapons do legitimately exist. Oh.
They do have weapons that could wipe a lot of people out.
For
sure.
We saw that World War II, and they've gotten even more developed since then.
Yeah, but nukes, the whole thing doesn't make sense, especially if you look back at the footage of them testing them. I mean, how are they all standing there watching this, and they didn't die?
Apparently fallout didn't exist then.
You've got the little model trees.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense. No, but I mean, I'm not necessarily on board with the whole nukes thing. I think there's a there's definitely to take a word out of George Bush's playbook, there's definitely weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
But I think nukes is kind of a just a word people, you know, you can use that word to justify actions that are more destructive than nukes. You know, it's kind of like terrorists. What's a terrorist? You know, I mean, I would say that the government are very, or let's say the mainstream media do terrorist operations.
Yeah.
You know, CNN are terrorists, but, you know, they use the word terrorist to blackball and justify things, just like nukes, just like a lot of different things.
Well, yeah, they... All the news networks do terrorize people. Of course, Fox News is a big terrorist organization.
And they all are. They're not actually like separate because they're all just one entity.
And they
different faces.
They want to frighten the public so as to be able to enact their agenda, push their political program. So they make up all these terror stories, and that's what we're dealing with. It's PSYOP after PSYOP, and it's all completely legal in the good old USA now to run these PSYOPs.
Yes.
To terrorize the public.
And it is. It's psychological terrorism. Just even, you know, recently around here, I've been hearing talk of all these different schools that are on lockdown. They're having drills. These children are hiding in storage closets. They're terrified, texting their parents. This is happening to them, like, every couple months, having these drills. And, you know, it's just, it's psychological warfare. It's tormenting them. I can't imagine.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, in my neck of the woods here in Texas, you know, they had a church shooting, which was very suspicious. That kind of got
the recent one
very quickly.
Was it the recent one or the one where the guy?
That one was fake as hell.
Well, there was one with a guy who didn't have ears. Remember that one?
Yes.
I don't know if it was that one, but it was the one in Fort Worth.
Okay.
The one at the church, they got live streamed.
Yeah,
that was the recent one.
Yeah, that one seemed pretty suspect. And weren't they like white separatists? The guys that
didn't?
Well,
if you notice.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it was a white guy, but they did try to paint him, obviously, as some sort of white supremacist.
Oh,
but
okay.
If you notice in the live stream footage, he automatically goes for someone who's ex-FBI and then another law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
There was a strange element to it, but it was suppressed within, you know, 6 seconds.
Yeah, well...
Because there were people there with weapons ready to defend.
Do you see the coincidences between this one and the New Zealand Moss shooting, where this took place in Tarrant, Texas?
Brandon Tarrant.
Yeah, we had Brandon Tarrant.
Christ Church. It was done at a church.
The Church of Christ or whatever.
Yeah.
And this was done in White Something, Texas.
Maybe that's where I'm getting the white element.
White Settlement, yes.
White Settlement. Yeah, the White Settlement Church.
Oh, okay. White Settlement. Yes. There we go. It's NLP. It's just scripting all of this, getting us to associate white with terrorism, guns, bad, poor black people.
And they're calling for all of these places of worship, synagogues, churches, mosques, all to
be controlled with security. Oh, and the schools need more security too. I mean, they already have police officers patrolling schools, but they need more. They need, like, you know, Israeli style.
Think of how much indoctrination you must be under to think that more armed police all around you should make you feel safer.
Oh yeah.
Because, you know, I've never seen police do anything that is...
When I used to take the Long Island Railroad, just going into, it wasn't Grand Central, I don't know, Penn Station, one of them, they had military with, like, huge guns just standing there all day. And I remember thinking, wait, isn't that, like, the whole posse comitatus thing? Isn't that crossing
just,
the line?
No,
it was
just military police.
But...
It wasn't the National Guard, it wasn't actual soldiers, it was just police dressed up looking like soldiers.
Really? But
that's how they get away with it, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I
would say there's a couple of events that really cemented the militarization of the, not necessarily police, but just the military invading personal, private citizens' lives. You know, first of all, you have the Boston Marathon bombing, which was a complete psyop. I mean, that has been so debunked, and they shut down the whole city of Boston over it. You know,
they were going door to door.
Military vehicles in the street. Yeah, going door to door. But even prior to that, you had the Waco massacre with the Branch Davidians. Which, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not pro cultist or anything like that. But either way, the media operation they covered that, the way that everybody saw it unfold, the way that they massacred, you know, a whole bunch of American citizens for basically trying to start their own community separate from the nation. I mean, that was, to me, a pivotal point in the media narrative that we've all seen unfold.
What's
your thoughts on that? Well, yeah, so if that was a psyop, that was to basically discourage anybody from going off and pretty much doing their own thing. Now,
and having weapons.
Yeah, and what they were supposedly doing was pretty demented and twisted, as Sinead's covered. But I think for a lot of people, that was really a shock, and I think that got them intentionally distrusting the government even that much
and
more. The government wants to be feared.
Yeah.
The government wants you to
They'll come burn you alive, you and your kids alive, if you try to challenge them. I mean, I'm not saying they won't, but I think it stuck in my mind. I mean, I remember just being so freaked out listening to some of the, you know, supposed tapes of them and the video of them playing the screaming bunnies being slaughtered and these boots are made for walking, and then I'm seeing, you know, just the place burned down and thinking that there are a bunch of children in there. It's in everybody's minds. That's a huge event that's scared a lot of people, and I think that's what it was designed to do for sure. Koresh, anagram of kosher, Branch Davidians.
Yeah, they flew a big star at David.
Yeah. He wanted to move to Israel, but I don't think they wanted him or something. I forget.
Yeah, but I think in my mind it almost justified in the future anybody trying to separate themselves off and form their own community.
All right. Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back. And we've also got a call from Patrick in Boston. We'll get to him.
Hearing all the same old commercials on Renegade Broadcasting?
Ugh, I have heard this damn Noel Ignatieff clip 6 million times. I get it already.
Well, we need your help to create new, exciting, and enlightening content for our breaks. Find yourself a decent microphone or borrow one from somebody else. Look up some royalty-free music or let us do it for you. Just get creative. Make the commercials 40 seconds long to fit our schedule. Winners will have their commercials played on the air and also receive some great prizes. For more details, please go to renegadebroadcasting.com/contest.
Patrick with us now. Patrick, what's going on?
Hi. Yeah, I got a couple things to say, actually. I just recently heard a Jewish fellow say something about the Palestinians and, like, what their race is. It was over this messaging service called Pal Talk. We were talking, and if I could just, and I transcribed what he said, and here's what he said. He said Palestinians are whiter than the average Jewish Israeli. They are called troublemakers, mixed dogs, by other Arabs. And I just want to reiterate, mixed dogs. And then he goes on to say, Palestinians are mixed with Greeks, Euro crusaders, European crusaders, and Turks. And then he goes on, they are mixed white, so they want to be white, and they identify more with Europeans than Arabs. And so I just think that when people look at the stuff happening in Israel, it should be important for people to note that Palestinians seem to have a sympathy with Europe. So
I don't know what the case is in Palestine, but a lot of the people who are supposedly pro-Palestine, at least in the West, in European countries and in the United States, the pro-Palestine, pro-BDS people are often anti-white, and they see the Israelis as basically white colonists. Now, I think that what you're saying is actually accurate in regard to the racial makeup of the Jews and also the Palestinians. Though they both have pretty common Semitic blood, and they can look a little bit similar. I've seen some interviews with Jews on the streets of Israel, and they look really dark, really swarthy. Yeah. They do not look like the blonde-haired, blue-eyed IDF babes that they're always trying to throw around, being like, oh, look how pretty our girls are.
That's what all Jews look like.
Yeah, no, it's not like that whatsoever when you're actually in the streets of Tel Aviv or whatever, at least from what I've seen with some of these street interviews. Yeah. And same thing with the Palestinians. I've seen a lot of white-presenting Palestinians. Ahed Tamimi is one example. I saw some girl who was at a university, maybe like North Carolina or something. She had tied up an Israeli... It's a Palestinian girl who was raised in the U.S. She had tied up an Israeli flag and maybe a student center. So these Israel, you know, Hasbara guys are... were just all over her case, you know, saying she shouldn't be allowed to step foot on campus, and Israeli Cool even covered it. But she looks a lot like Ahed Tamimi, huge, like, mane of blondish hair and light eyes. Mm-hmm. And it does seem like a lot of them do identify a bit more with kind of white society than with the Arabic world. And it does seem like, actually, it's not just recent mixing, because the original Philistines, if we can believe the genetic research, the original Philistines of the Bible, who the Israelites hated, they were white. Mm-hmm. You know, David versus Goliath.
Right.
Goliath was a big white giant. And David, oh, the little Semitic man, he took down that big old mean white guy. So it does seem like there is a racial component to the hatred of the Palestinians that is similar to the racial hatred they have of us.
Yes, that would make sense.
It's an attack on us, I think. And the other thing too is, if this if that woman who did that to the Israeli flag, if she did it to an American flag, it probably would have given her a scholarship or something like that.
Yeah.
If she had been desecrating the American flag. But I just had a sort of funny thought in response to what you're talking about, the Branch Davidians having that Star of David symbol. I mean, I don't honestly believe this, but I just sort of, as a joke, it was like, because since they used the Star of David, maybe they got taken out because, you know, there can only be one Jewish tribe in America, so they want to
take out the imposters.
There's only one.
We didn't allow them to fly that Star of David. We own the six-pointed star.
They didn't pay us royalties for that.
Yeah. And copyright. All right,
but that's pretty much all I wanted to say.
You'll hear from my lawyer.
All right, that's it, Patrick?
Yep.
All right, thanks for the
call.
Yep, take care. Bye.
All right, Austin, anything you want to add there?
Is he muted?
Yeah, probably. On his end.
Oh, you're muted.
I'm here. Yeah. Actually, I had a question. Did y'all say someone named Tamimi is Palestinian?
Yeah, Head Tamimi. She was the she was a curly haired, blondish girl who had slapped the Israeli soldier, and you know, a big photo op, and then had got sent to prison and supposedly sexually abused, and all these threats were made against her. Oh, some sickening stuff that comes out of these Israelis' mouths. It's just, they're such abhorrent
vile.
People.
Vile. Disgusting. Yep.
Paragons of virtue.
Because I had seen that, I had seen an article on that, and it just feels like especially the blonde-haired, light-eyed people are the world minority. And it seems like there's such a campaign against those people. You know, I mean, I have light eyes, but I mean, I'm actually more red-haired. But we, you know, it seems like there's a campaign against the people that are the world minority, and no one cares about those people.
Yeah, that is definitely
that is
what we've
100%
been
100% correct. There is a white genocide taking place.
You know, I think it actually might extend beyond just who is what we consider white, though.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're getting at here, because that could be why the Persians are being targeted. I'm not saying even just Iran. I'm saying the people of Iran, the Persians, because if you go back far enough, the people who originally lived there were white.
And they can be the only white-looking creatures on the earth. You know, it'd be perfect if they just had a bunch of dark-skinned, brown-eyed people they could rule over. That's what they want. They don't need little green eyes popping up anywhere.
I feel like they get very threatened by the intelligence that comes along with the phenotype. It's not just that they're jealous of the phenotype, right?
It's the creativity that...
And also the desire to be free from oppressive rule.
Yeah, yeah.
The kind of rebellious spirit.
Yes. No, they don't like that.
And yeah. I hope that,
I think about that a lot.
Yeah.
It seems like there's it's not just a intellectual intelligence of, you know, like numbers or, you know, words, but almost a creative aspect. Something that transcends just putting pieces together. And also an emotional intelligence. I've noticed that the lighter haired, lighter eyed people, they have a more emotional intelligence to them. And I don't want to get too off in the weeds, but I almost feel like we live in a sort of cell, like a system. And it seems like there are different roles for different phenotypes, and it almost seems like the other people are trying to extinguish. I would almost look at it like red blood cells versus white blood cells. You know, it's almost like there's almost like a cancer or like some sort of immunodeficient disease that has come upon the face of the world we live in.
And it's called juice.
Well, yeah, it's like, I think what they've done is basically caused an autoimmune response within our body. Stop hitting yourself, Goy, where you've got these white people out there attacking us for being white. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They've been infected with the virus of the Jewish mindset, and it's definitely all planned. It's not just, you know, coincidental, or it's not just that they're all just social justice warriors. You know, it's part of the Jewish spirit to speak out for this and that. No, this is coming down from on high. This is a centralized plan to destroy white people. Some of it might be a bit organic, or just because of
jealousy.
Yeah, and also their
genetic
indoctrination. Yeah, their indoctrination too. Yeah. But it's definitely a world wide Jewish white genocide.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's been pretty bad. It's been pretty damn bad.
Pretty in your face.
That's the worst part, is where you just, you can't get through to some people where it's like, how can you think that this is okay?
Yep.
How can you laugh at this? Oh, something I wanted to bring up was the Golden Globes 2020 with Ricky Gervais.
Everyone's talking about it. Oh.
Where this is one of the big magic tricks they always pull, where they get revealed. They get shown to be the scoundrels that they are. And scoundrels is a very timid term to be using for them. You know, you could go off for days just calling them expletive after expletive. But when they get you to laugh at them for their crimes, they have won.
Yep.
They make a big joke out of it.
Yep.
Oh, these guys were all friends with Epstein. Oh, a bunch of child rapists around here. Mm-hmm. And people laugh. And that kind of diffuses the situation.
Yeah. Or they make it look like Ricky Gervais was, like, exposing the conspiracy. Because didn't he say that Epstein isn't dead? Wasn't that the whole part of
it? No, he didn't kill himself.
Oh, okay.
Still furthering the idea that Epstein isn't alive on some island or hidden away in Tel Aviv.
Yes. But that's their limited hangout, saying that he didn't kill himself.
Right. So, yeah, it's all part of this kind of ritualistic spell that they put out there. They need people like Ricky Gervais to let off the steam.
Yes.
Yeah, pressure relief.
Mm-hmm.
And they're normalizing all this, too, by just constantly showing us, this is what we do. Ha ha, joke, joke. Oh, yeah, we do this, too. And everybody just kind of starts accepting it.
Yep, same thing.
Yeah.
It's not just the media moguls and the great big actors, the shining lights of the entertainment industry. Oh, it's the politicians. Both sides. Hey, we're friends with child rapists. Yep. We are them ourselves. So
it permeates everything. Everything. I mean, I just had no idea how bad it was until I just started looking around or following those creep catchers. Like, I followed the local creep catchers here, and just within, geez, you know, this state alone, there are so many predators just seeking out children online every single day. So then think about, that's just the bottom of the totem pole. This is like a serious
and
problem.
Here's how pervasive it is. In the white nationalist movement, it's everywhere. We need to do a comprehensive review of this.
We really
but
do.
Just for example, what has been one of the biggest so-called white nationalist sites of the Daily Stormer, where they openly advocate for stealing, capturing child brides and forcibly impregnating them.
And it sounds just like the whole Jamie Close psyop, in my opinion.
And it sounds like white Sharia rape gangs, just like, you know, the grooming gangs that they do. Even more violent and forceful than the grooming gangs over there in the UK.
Yes.
That's what Anglin openly promotes on the number one white nationalist site.
And he is welcomed by all kinds of people, Fed Ice, everybody.
James Mason with Siege, another one.
Yep.
You know, and just all of the different pederasty, the accusations against Richard Spencer, Ghoul, and the TRS pool parties.
Yep.
This is a very big problem. Yes.
And they'll always try and turn it around. They'll try and say that, oh, people like Kyle and I that expose this stuff, we're actually obsessed with it. Mm. We're trying to...
And we're infighting. Because we don't want to do shows with Kevin Alfred Strom, who's been convicted
child
of child pornography. He pled guilty to it. Oh, but his wife set him up. Blame the woman.
It was his wife. I'm sure it was her. I'm sure it was.
Oh, and Augustus Sol Invictus, you gotta blame the wife. She's just crazy. She just set him up.
Yep.
Said that he was trying to kidnap her and the children with at gunpoint.
I saw something about that today. I need to go back and read it. But he was in court.
Yeah. No, I saw it. They had a whole news story about how white nationalist Augustus Sol Invictus was smirking when he heard the charges against him. Yeah, Crowleyite. He's the guy who came up with the core tenets of the Unite the Right rally.
They're trying to paint you and I as Crowleyites now because you contributed to the Sync book.
Yeah.
So, like, because they had said that people like Aleister Crowley and who else? Like, Robert Anton Wilson and all these others, because they had, like, dedicated the book to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I haven't read it in so long. They just asked me to put a chapter in that and... Yeah.
And back then, we didn't know anything about Aleister Crowley. I thought that Terence McKenna was cool. at that point in my life, I was like, yeah, man, Terrence McKenna's awesome.
You know what, though? I'm still calling out the Jews and white genocide.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, with just exposing all of the Crowleyites and the, you know, black magic that's going on, the order out of chaos magic stuff that they've been all hooked into, I mean, we'd be remiss in not calling out the insane Christards who just flood our comments day in and day out. And what I'm going to get into tomorrow is, it's something that I'm sure other people have thought about, and I'm sure Charlie's talked about it too, but this is just, it's just so explosive in your face. The God Yahweh is Molech.
Yeah.
He's the king.
And sacrifice of young.
Oh, and babies. This, it goes really, really deep and into our pop culture as well.
Really?
With MLK. You know,
oh, like you, Moloch.
Do you know that's how the Jews would write Molech? It means king.
Wow.
MLK.
Wow.
Martin Luther King.
Well,
MLK
like,
equals
like
king.
It's like also like milk.
Milk, right.
Harvey Milk.
Yeah, and the holy God. So basically you're getting your milk from the bull god. So yeah. that's not milk. That's something else.
Oh, God.
And you see, you know, all the white nationalists chugging the milk.
Yes.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
That's what it means.
And when you see the missing children on the milk cartons.
Yes.
The Molech
like
cartons.
In your face.
Yeah.
The Molech cartons. They're probably showing you which child was sacrificed.
So if you're a Satanist, pretty much you're worshiping Molech. You're sacrificing to Molech.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a Christian, you're basically worshiping Jesus, who was essentially a sacrifice to his father,
by
Molech.
His own parents.
He's the firstborn of his son, of his father, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the only begotten son. And that's what the ancient Israelites used to do before that was supposedly
they
banned.
Their first
firstborn
son.
Firstborn son.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, great people.
Hell?
What it seems like happened was that they stopped sacrificing their own. They're like, this has got to change. Yahweh said a little bit differently. We're going to sacrifice the Goyim's babies now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how blood libel came to being.
Wow.
So when I'm reading some of these articles, it's just funny. You know, they preface it like, well, I mean, some of these accusations have led to the erroneous belief that Jews were doing this in recent time with things like blood libel through the ages.
God. Wow. So that makes a lot of sense.
And then let's think about this. Oprah Winfrey with that interview from 1989 with a Jewish woman who was talking about how a bunch of Jewish families are sacrificing babies.
Oh,
they're still worshiping Molech. And where is Oprah Winfrey based out of?
I don't even know.
Chicago.
Oh,
she's been historic. That took place in Chicago,
well,
I am sure.
She's the one who promoted
Chicago,
Skinmedica.
Chicago Bulls.
Oh, my God.
Chicago, where the 60606 is.
Yeah.
With the four six-pointed stars as their flag. Yeah, this goes deep.
Ew.
You know, there were boycotts after she did that show. Jewish groups were so pissed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's the one who promoted the foreskin face cream,
foreskin
too.
Facials.
Skinmedica. Oh, God. It's just so... It's sick.
Yeah.
It permeates everything. That's the craziest part.
And this is why we've got to call. We've got to show people, hey, the alternative is full of these so-called Satanists, Duganites, and all...
Who pretend like they're family-friendly.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then opposing that wicked devilry are Christians who are worshiping Molech in a different disguise.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And really worshiping Moloch's sacrificed son.
Yeah, especially.
As some kind of thing to, like, aspire to. Please sacrifice me, Daddy, in the sky.
That's how you become a martyr, a saint.
Yes.
Is by being sacrificed, by dying in torture.
That's a really great place. This is awesome.
A world ruled by the king, by Molech. Molech rules over this world, and you've seen it. You know, named as Saturn and Satan and Yahweh.
Yeah.
I really think when we're dealing with this particular deity, the ruler of this world,
who
the elites sacrifice to and worship, I think we're dealing with this entity known as Molech/Baal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was said to be a sun god. So then people associated,
sun
sun being evil.
Yeah.
No, that's a vampiric ideology.
Yeah.
But who knows if even the original title of Molech was actually associated with any of these things, or Baal.
Well, wasn't it like an oven that they would put them into?
I've got these references from 1911 in Britannica where they're talking about the Holocaust. So Molech is always associated with a Holocaust, a burnt offering.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit disputed whether or not the children were killed before being put in the fires or being put in the fires to burn alive. Ugh. But either way, well, actually, the traditional Holocaust would be
alive.
First you kill them and then burn them.
Oh, that's so nice.
And there's a part in the Bible, I'll read this tomorrow, where this guy basically, in order to appease Yahweh, he says, whatsoever will come to me first when I get home, I will sacrifice to you, Yahweh. So it's his only and beloved daughter who comes to him. And so he ends up sacrificing her in the, ritualistic way, which, it doesn't say exactly what he did in the Bible, but if you were to carry out a traditional Jewish, Hebraic...
Slitting their throat?
No, first you slit their throat to allow their blood to drain out.
God.
Then you remove their limbs and their head. Then you basically pull out their entrails.
I can't even handle this shit.
And you sprinkle blood around different parts of the altar. Yeah, that's what he did to his daughter for Yahweh.
It's
going to be a good show tomorrow. Oh, but listen, I need to do this because these Christards are pushing this insanity as the alternative, the thing that's going to save us as a white people. This is our heritage. Are you freaking kidding me? If this was our heritage, I don't even care. The Christian identity say, I don't care. I'm going to divorce myself from it. But it's not. This isn't the heritage of our people, Molech worship. No, this was imposed on us under the guise of Christianity and brotherly love.
How did it happen that Molech started to be confused with an owl?
Alex Jones. Okay. I think that's the first time that big owl was identified as...
threw people off. Saying Molech. That it was a giant owl.
No, now...
Is that Bohemian Grove?
It was. So... It does seem like the function of that owl at Bohemian Grove was basically a stand-in for Molech. It could have been a horned owl or something, right? Because they have their big cremation of care, the sacrifice there. So there is a Molech-type element to it, but Molech historically was never identified as an owl. It was always a cow, and you know who else has been identified as a bull? Yahweh, of course.
Wow.
And that's why, the whole thing about the golden calf, Yahweh would get pissed when people would portray him as a, in his true form, as a bull god, I guess. But that's how they thought would be, they would worship him, was to represent him as a big bull.
I remember when I was living in New York City, there was some stupid art installation where they had all these different bowls, outside of different places all throughout the city.
Well, like the Bowl of Wall Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's they're freaking
they had
Molech worshippers.
The big bowl on Wall Street, and then they were all over in different colors.
You know about the Brazen Bowl, too?
No.
Where they put somebody inside a big bowl, cast iron or something bowl, and heated up so they'd be cooked alive. Oh,
sick fuck?
Shit.
You're going to give me nightmares.
This was in Crete,
this
maybe?
This is terrible.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yo, the history is very, very... dark and depraved.
Yeah.
I wanted to come to an end. And that's the terrible thing about Christianity was it has basically portrayed itself as like the thing that came along and stopped the sacrifices.
Oh, yeah, the pagans.
Yeah.
They're sacrificing all the pagans.
That's what they claim with, that's why they had to chop down the big ermine soul.
Wow.
Or St. Boniface, he had to chop down the thunder oak. Was because, the pagans were making sacrifices of the babies. No, the early Christians were recorded as being cannibals and child sacrificers.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising when the whole thing is eat my body and drink my blood, children, Lamb of God. Psychotic.
Yes, yes. Ugh. I'll get into it tomorrow. Austin, down there in Texas, the Longhorns... You got any Molech attire on, wearing some big cows on you?
No, not me personally, although I can't lie. I mean, living in Texas, you got plenty of longhorns and steers and bull. But I mean, I'm not going to curse that animal just because some psycho sociopathic freaks that want to use it as a symbol.
No, I agree. Same thing with the sun.
No, I love cows and bulls.
Yeah, exactly. No, we actually love them. That's why we don't eat them. The same thing with the sun, too. Evil corporations and things have used the sun as their logo or gotten in the way of the sun and put their halos around Jesus' head.
Or even like the pentagram. Right. You know? It's like...
Or even the six-pointed star.
Yeah.
That's not the Jews. They don't they don't own geometry. Two triangles? They don't... yeah.
Those are our triangles. You can't have them. You have to pay. We still won't give them to you.
The square, you know, square deal. It's Masonic.
Yeah.
You know, so they've
square in the circle.
Yeah, they've stolen everything.
Yeah. Yes, they even claim that they have Israeli food. That's funny. That's cute.
Oh, we
yeah,
invented
sure
hummus
and
couscous
and tabbouleh. And they call it Israeli salad when it's just cucumbers and tomatoes chopped up. Like, that is not an Israeli salad. Everybody eats cucumbers and tomatoes chopped up.
No, they're just trying to.
Salad.
They're just trying to Jew you out of putting some romaine in there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come
it's
on.
A salad. No, that's actually a salsa.
You can at
that's
least
a chunky salsa.
You can at least afford some iceberg or something. Come on.
No. No, the rabbi would have to inspect each little leaf. He'd be there all day. Making sure.
That they're putting Talmudic curses on us. When they bless that food.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Oh, man, I wonder why... Yeah, the food's poison. That's why people are getting so much cancer. But I'm sure the rabbi's blessing it doesn't help either.
No. You really think a rabbi that, does what does has clean hands?
But Scott Roberts, he knows best. He's going to eat all the kosher food that he gets hands
Roberts
on.
Scott Roberts also encouraged everybody to send England money. So just remember that. Just remember that.
And he
Scott
does
Roberts
look like the pinnacle of health. So eating all that kosher food has really worked out well for him.
Yeah.
We have essentially run out of time. Just want to say thanks for calling in, Austin.
No, thank y'all. And I was going to say, never forget, in the Bible, it does say that the Jews worship the golden bull.
Yep.
That's a direct reference to Moloch.
It
and,
is the Bible.
The Australian, and the Australian fires are a burnt offering of sorts. So I mean, it all ties together.
All right, take care. Thank you, Sinead, for being here. Everybody needs to check out Heathen Herbs. We ain't got time to shill for it. We'll do that another time. All right, take care, everybody.
We do the best we can until our destiny is a calling. And we rise like lions, right? Like angels from beyond infinity. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, you. Yes, Goyim, you. Fallen on hard times, need cash, sick of waiting tables? Here at the Jouletard School of Drama, we can make all your hopes and dreams come true. Sign up for our 33-week course and we will teach you how to laugh mid-sentence when describing how your friend was blown into 6 million pieces, how to move too soon before any shots or explosions are even heard, the lost art of driving into people but having your truck stay nice and clean, the correct posture when crouching over a dummy so your ID card doesn't cause neck strain. Sign up today and we guarantee weekly acting jobs with the CIA, FEMA, MI5, even Mossad. Scholarships and bursaries available for war veteran amputees and illegal immigrants. Jouletard School of Drama. We even supply the tomato sauce and dead chickens.
You risked your life for this country when you were young. Never questioned orders that they gave. The love of the red, white, and blue was in your heart, and I never thought I'd ever see the day when I'd hear you say, hey, now look at the six society, look back in time, now look at the six society, who commits a crime? You did your time for king and country overseas, spent years to keep this nation free. Now you're not allowed to walk the British streets today, and you're fighting against the foe you cannot see.